Time now for your comments. Commentator Kevin Phillips talked last week about his new book, American Dynasty, Aristocracy, Fortune, and the Politics of Deceit in the House of Bush. Bill Yetter of Seattle writes, I guess Kevin's problem with the Bush family is that they're the wrong sort of rich. They don't agree with him politically. If he were truly concerned about wealth and political influence, he would need a sequel on Mark Rich, George Soros, Barbara Streisand, and virtually every U.S. senator who is serving today. My conversation with Naomi Judd had Rebecca Tennyson of Cincinnati jamming and humming all morning. She writes, Many years ago, my father encouraged me to listen to country music, saying, You can understand the words, and there's a tune to follow. So when you had Naomi Judd on, I was instantly taken back to when country music didn't cross over to pop, and you could remember who was singing your favorite tune. A few corrections. Commentator Russell Roberts made a mistake when he called Tang a spin-off technology of the space program. Tang was first available in 1957, and the first U.S. manned spaceflight was in 1961. However, Grape Tang wasn't introduced until the 1970s. Juan Williams last week profiled Aretha Franklin. Juan said she first started making hits for Atlantic Records in Memphis. It was actually Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And Franklin's 1985 album, Who's Zoomin' Who, returned her to the top 10, not Freeway of Love. That's the name of the hit single. Send your comments to morning at npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.